News Radio 700 WLW.
Marijuana was supposed to be the cash cow. You know, it was like when gambling first came into the state of Ohio. And now, even though they're trying to muck it up, the pot thing sooner or later is going to become available.
Right.
But as we found out with casinos, the bloom goes off the rose.
Bloom goes off and it's
real quick.
And it doesn't necessarily bring in anywhere near the projections. When they're selling us on this idea of either legal pot or casinos, oh my God, it's gonna bring all this, it's gonna pay for all these schools and you'll never have to worry about anything. And then certain things happen, and that's what's happened in Colorado, which was one of the first. Now other states that have passed marijuana and legalized it, they're getting a little nervous here. Could they be next? Could Ohio be somewhere down the line with that?
Well, let's talk to our expert in these matters. We always love talking to our good friend, Jerry J-Man Joyner. He is the host of the TV show and podcast, Weed and Whiskey, and he is a good friend of the Eddie and Rocky show. J-Man, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. You know, Colorado, they're really worried, but Michigan, right there above you guys in Ohio, seems to be almost overtaking California. And I think in Ohio, y'all won't be far behind.
So what is Michigan doing that Colorado is not? How are they doing it better?
Well, I think that there's several factors that play into this, guys. One, Colorado was the first, and that's where everybody went. I remember stories about elderly women that wanted THC gummies going to Colorado's, making runs to get the gummies to bring them back down here to Texas to people. Well, unfortunately, Colorado's not getting any of that business anymore. You can go just about anywhere and buy intoxicating hemp products now, which many of them are good products. They're in Ohio. Of course, your recreational vote, I guess Friday, is that when that started? The medicinal dispensaries you guys have will be able to start to sell adult use cannabis. So again, the states that were the early leaders, well, they're losing the tourism business that they used to get.
So it's kind of like here, and we have Jamie, and we have her locally at Hollywood Casino in Indiana, real close to Cincinnati. For the longest time, had legalized gambling, and I'm sure they were just killing it. Ohio didn't. Now Ohio does. So I'm sure, you know, Indiana loses some of that gambling revenue. That's kind of what you're saying is going on here, right?
Well, that, you know, the black market still is as strong as it's ever been because more and more people are accepting cannabis for both recreational use and for wellness and things like this. So there's 80% of Americans think it should be legal. But because it's not legal on a federal level, we still allow the black market to exist. In virtually every state, you can go buy weed on the corner cheaper than you can go buy it at the dispensary because right. of the taxing and all the other things that go along with that. And usually it's the same greater quality because a lot of times that's the same guys that's growing it for the dispensaries, you know, again, which creates another problem that I believe legalization on the federal level would help. Just like when alcohol, when we removed prohibition, well, nobody really went to bootleggers that much to get their booze anymore. And I think we'll see that same thing continue to happen. 24 states, you can get adult-use cannabis. So why go to Colorado or why go to California? You know, the West Coast, those dispensaries are in terrible financial shape. And so hopefully what's happening in Ohio and what we're seeing in Michigan, these guys are much more sound as businesses, it seems like, because they weren't as regulated as the other fellas. And now with this big battle between hemp and regulated marijuana, you know, $5 for gummies for buck a buzz versus $20 for some at a dispensary, which would you buy? So that's right. going to make their numbers continue to go down.
Well, I feel like the government's screwed it up, right? They've taxed the hell out of it and made it so expensive that people have they'll say, well, and especially now that it's legal in most states, I would say the popular opinion by most Americans is, hey, it's fine. No one's getting arrested for it. No one anymore is really getting thrown in jail for owning any pot. So they're like, well, what the hell? If I can get it from my guy I've been getting it for the last 25 years, right. And I'm not going to get in trouble for it, why pay three times the amount? But you brought up the example of alcohol, and you're right. Nobody, you know, skirts the price of a bottle of Jim Beam by making their own whiskey. So what has alcohol done? Is it not taxed as much as marijuana, or what's the story there?
Well, certainly the percentage of tax on the sale is much less on alcohol, then gasoline, and then weed, I think is the order that it falls in, guys. It's a shame for you guys in Ohio. The good citizens voted back in November for people to have 6 plants in their home if they wanted to, or 12 if there were 2 people lived in that house. Well, somehow I read, maybe I was high, but I read that now you got to go buy a $12 tag and put on your plant to pay a tax on growing your own.
Right? I did not see that.
Maybe I'm high, dude. I'm pretty sure Dwayne and them threw that in there somewhere, that you got to go buy a piece of paper from them, like a deer tag, like if you're killing a deer or something, right?
That makes sense. I'm not surprised by that at all.
And you got to sign a pledge that you will never give none to anybody or sell any. It's just for your own use. And I'm thinking, like, what do you do that with tomatoes? Do you do that with other things that people may grow? So states need to get in line better. The feds need to get out of it and let the states deal with it like alcohol's done. And I think we'd have a much safer product for people to try if they want to try this stuff.
Well, Jay, man, when you're talking about stuff like that in Ohio, we have the goofy, and I think it's still in effect. We sell fireworks here, but you have to say you're going to take them someplace else to shoot them off.
Yeah.
That's still true, right?
No, I think that went away. I feel like that went away. I'm going to double check. I feel like that went away last year. But, yeah, Jay, for the longest time, You could buy them here, but you had to promise you're going to take them to Indiana and fire them off.
Right, go to Kentucky. I'm not going to shoot them here, for God's sake. I'm taking them to Kentucky. And
I got to think your governor might have dipped into a little bit of the THC stuff.
If you know our governor, you'd say, no, that's not true. If you knew Mike DeWine,
it might help him a little bit.
The spokesperson said that you need to eliminate the intoxicating hemp that's for sale, where people won't have the smell of marijuana going around. Well, if you're selling it at the dispensaries, whether it's medicinal or it's adult use, that smell's still going to be there. I didn't see the reasoning behind that. And, you know, I just saw a big thing in Louisiana about a big beer company just pulled out all the stops to try to change where they could. People, again, wanted to have the hemp products, which are much less expensive, give you the same kind of effect. You can't sell them in these places, but you can sell them at truck stops. It was just a quagmire of rules, and I think that's wrong.
Now, we're talking to Jerry J-Man Joyner, and J-Man, what about Delta 8 or whatever that kind of stuff is? Is that going to hurt the pot business? Is that going to go away when pot becomes pretty much fully legal, or what?
You know, I'll have to share my personal opinion. Is it needs to go away as soon as possible, the Delta 8s and the Delta 10s. And my reasoning for that is because it's a synthetic process. It's a chemical process that's used to make those. If it's a naturally occurring Delta 9, which many of these hemp products that you see now, there's ice creams, there's drinks, there's gummies, it's changing a lot from just smoking. But the main difference in that is nothing. It's the same exact molecular structure, the Delta 9. So they group the Delta 8 and the 10. That's where they put some chemicals and do some different processes. And I'm not a big proponent of that. And I'm not a big proponent of these high THC extractions. They call it waxing or dabbing or shatter, where you get this like big scientific rig and a cutting torch, and you heat this thing up and you put the stuff on there. These kids are doing that, and I think that's why they're having a lot more of these incidences where they're having to go to the emergency room. They're trying to use too potent of a stuff. And I think that if we would get a standard of legalization the dosage, only at a certain level, I think it would be better for everybody.
All right.
420, you can tell I was rambling.
Yeah, you're going, man. It's all good.
It's
good, man. Good,
it all makes sense. We're just going to have to figure out. This is going to figure itself out in the long run. I assume.
But I'm just interested.
It's not going to go away.
No, but I'm just interested to see what happens when Ohio passed the law, but it's like 6 months from now that you're actually going to be able to start experiencing. I think it's it's kind of weird how that how that's all been unrolled out, but we'll see how it goes. That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Well, I was hoping that by 4th of July you could legally go in Ohio if you were of adult age and get a THC product, whether it be at an adult use or recreational dispensary or the medicinals. And I think the medicinals will actually come on pretty quick is what I've kind of heard. But we've heard things before from our government, haven't we?
The 4th of July, we're going to go buy our fireworks that we promised to take out of the state, and hopefully
we can
buy some weed and shoot them off wherever that state might be. J-Man, people want to find out more about you. Where can they go? What can they do?
Go to weedandwhiskey.tv on their computer or on their Roku device, or they could go to I Am J-Man and follow my trails of all across the country where I'm talking about how marijuana has changed in America, and not everybody that smokes marijuana has got orange Cheeto dust on their fingers.
Thanks, buddy.
Nice.
Anytime. Bye.
Our good friend, Jerry Joyner.